Olur.
I wanted to
Well, welcome
change
to
that.
another edition of Jai Time Turkeys. I'm at Time Turkeys on Twitter, at Jai Time Turkeys on Instagram and YouTube. This episode, I'm joined by.
But see, I'm the sideline guy. I'm really gonna be on the sideline, you know. I'm waiting for NCAA
South
football.
Sideline Dynamite. So, couple of things to talk about. Definitely mostly basketball related. They just had rookie mini camps in the league, so just a lot of, I don't want to say fluff video, but nobody hit nobody, so it ain't really anything at the moment. But we'll start with the basketball. The WNBA season kicked off this week, on Tuesday, to be specific. Number one pick Caitlin Clark has had two games. He played her second game tonight, and they were blown out again, this time by the New York Liberty. And so, I don't know, man. It's been a lot of over this whole week, over two games, everybody's like, hey, man, she need to be good. And I've seen people go as far as saying, they need to let her have good games, not necessarily win, but let her have good games. And I am vehemently opposed to that. First of all, and I'm gonna defend her because it's not really her fault. Do you guys realize she just played the Eastern Conference finalist in her first two games? She didn't get no warm-up time. She didn't get no play. Hey, you get to play the other sorry team in the league. No, she got to play the two best teams in her conference, and we surprised she got blown out and had 10 turnovers in the first game and shot 2 for 8 in this game. They're the top two teams for a reason. The first team she played, the Connecticut Sun, Alyssa Thomas got her ninth triple double. I think everybody else in the league got a combined five or some shit over the past I don't know, over 3 years, some crazy stat. And then this time she played the New York Liberty, who have a super team. Let's relax. And I think for me, I get frustrated because it's like, oh, she needs to be better. Hey guys, she's playing the top teams in her league, and we should be highlighting why they're keeping her from getting in the flow of the game, putting up big numbers. She's just not putting up big numbers because she's not playing top competition. She's playing the top competition, and as a rookie, that's how life's supposed to go. If your league is good, the new person on the block is not automatically supposed to dominate. For reference, do we all remember who LeBron James' first game was against?
Sacramento Kings.
The Sacramento Kings, the year after everybody was gone. He didn't play the defending champs. So, I just think it's a combination of everybody just calm down a bit and also recognize the people that she's playing against and uplift them if you're ultimately talking about uplifting the league. It's not like they're not stories to be had in those games. I can see if it's one thing where it's like, oh, nothing else is happening. It's just like a team effort. It's no, this lady got nine triple doubles. I should know the number, but it's a high number. And her teammate just was eighth in the league in career scoring. She passed that in the first game. And then deliberately have Sabrina Ionescu, Breonna Stewart, and Jonquel Jones. They're a super team. Not to mention, we got the Aces on the other side who just got their rings and won their first game against the Phoenix Mercury, who got Diana Taurasi and Brittany Griner broke her fractured her toe, so she's out for a couple weeks and the season started. There are other storylines to be had along with her, and I just don't like the idea of just pushing one story because ultimately, that's a lot of pressure, and this is professional. This is not college. And in every sport, everyone says there's a learning curve for just even if people grow to be superstars, there's a learning curve. There's very few who come in and immediately impact the league. There's a reason we know those people by our first name, Bron, Wembanyama. There's a reason we know that. There's not Yao. There's not a every year everybody comes in and just dominates. So that's my thought on what do you guys think? I know I was rambling.
Playing professionals. I mean, it's definitely gonna be a learning curve. She didn't face any, rarely face this type of physicality in college because every team couldn't do that. I mean, who was the one The young lady from South Carolina that really got into it. I can't remember her name right now. That's what I mean. Other than her, who did she really get that got up, that pushed her around like that? It happens, you know. And even that first game, I mean, she had 10 turnovers, but she scored 20 buckets. I mean, she's going to score tonight. They just ran it to a buzzsaw, and that was just that. I mean,
It happens. They defend the Eastern Conference champions. Like, I don't
yeah.
see. For me, I don't take nothing from that. Like that, because they're on a mission too. Like that's the other thing. It's not like the other teams don't have in team goals to play for, aside from stopping Caitlin Clark. It's like the Liberty got to show, hey man, we supposed to definitely get back to the finals again, and they got to do that by like beating everybody in their path.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, it's much ado about nothing. And then you look at her, she's a small woman. It's like she's not like even not even in stature, but she just doesn't have the girth to her to like to take the battle. I mean, she's playing against professionals. She's gonna have to get on the weight. She's gonna have to train. You know what I mean? It's gonna be a process. Not worried, because I mean, we see she has the goods, but you know. But I
Also,
mean, we
like,
know why
listen.
she's being pushed. Why we know why she's in the limelight. I mean, for marketing reasons, they need her to do that. So, and it I mean,
And
just sets up her story even better. She
that's
overcame
true.
to start and.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, even when she come to the Wizards and go to the Capital One Arena, like the Wizards got a team that's scrappy. They push the same Liberty that the Fever played to the fourth quarter. And I'd say if not for a couple bad possessions in the final minute, they might have stole that first game of the season. So like instead of like, oh, it's Caitlin Clark coming to town, that's the only story. Like, nah, what about the Wizards? With is it Brittany
Mystics.
Sykes? Mystics. I said the
Yeah.
Wizards. My apologies. The Mystics, that's crazy because I don't think I've ever been that optimistic about the Wizards in that way and felt that giddy. But that's a different story. But like, yeah, just push the different storylines in a more positive way, man. So, we got anything else on the WNBA this first week?
I'm waiting to the All-Star break. How did they do All-Star? Is it halfway? Or is it like
Yeah,
is it halfway to
they do
halfway
All
to the All-Star
Stars.
break? I'll
In
wait to I will hold comment to the All-Star break.
late July.
and this one, oh, this one might
Late
be a
July.
little different because of the Olympics.
Oh
So they
yeah.
might have an extended break.
That's true.
Now let's go to the WNBA playoffs. Only
NBA.
one game.
NBA playoffs,
Oh, I
bro.
said the NBA playoffs. Damn, I'm just all fucking up, man. End up tonight. But the NBA playoffs, only one game tonight. And it hasn't really been a
Almost three
game.
quarters now.
Since like it was 9-2, and then it was 22-9, and it ain't
Right.
really been close since.
No bullshit. I saw that stretch.
Like,
Yeah. That was right when I turned it on. It was 9-2. I looked up, it was 22. And I was like, oh, wow. Minnesota came to play.
I mean, that's pretty much it. Minnesota came to play tonight, so it's looking like we're heading towards a game seven in Denver. I mean, and that's gonna be Sunday, probably. I think I looked at the schedule. That's gonna be Sunday.
Yeah, they got a funny their games
And
are funny.
I mean that because we know Minnesota can win in Denver. They just did it for two straight games. And so like it's just and if we're being completely honest, like it took I mean Jokic having a perfect third quarter. Minnesota was in that game. Otherwise, like Jokic just decided to say, all right, guys, I'm sorry. Maybe you haven't misunderstood about me. Like, let me just show you why I'm the three-time MVP out of 4 years. Like, this shit ain't a fluke. You might think I'm a doughy kid, whatever, but I'm about to show you in this third quarter, I'm gonna go perfect. My team will extend the lead, and I'm gonna do it on the four-time defensive player of the year. Any other 7 foot guy, any other 6 foot 10 guy you want to throw at me, whoever, it doesn't matter. I'm just gonna do this. And yeah, I mean, otherwise, like it might be Minnesota trying to close it out right now.
And then they play better. I think they're back against the wall. Kind of take it up another notch. They kind of got, it's like almost like they got complacent. Game three. Like, I mean, and Denver had to, Denver wasn't going to go out like that. Like, nah, that wasn't going to happen. Then, like, okay, let's get it together. Even if they do lose, like, no, we're going to go down swinging, kicking. Oh, what my man, Fred Hampton Jr. say, head up, eyes open, fist clenched, man. You know, they weren't going to be no punks. So,
It down almost 50 points.
yeah.
Who y'all got in game seven then? That's the
Just
question. Y'all talk all that
like
trash.
I got basketball.
it's on one hand, like the Timberwolves got to just bottle some of this up and put it on the plane to go to Denver, because we know Jokic will come out and play. But how are the rest of the teammates, how are the others, as Charles Barkley and Shaq calls them, how are they gonna respond to Minnesota's physicality? So I think that's what it's gonna come down to. Like, not necessarily Jokic. I think Jokic will get his. Jokic ain't gonna score 70 points. But the rest of them, how the rest of them, Michael Porter, Aaron Gordon, who was absolutely on fire in the two games in the middle of the series. Like, I think he shot, like, he missed one shot over two games or some shit. How is that going to translate in a game seven, super tight? Like, I know they said they've come back from 3-1 deficits before, but like, to me, they gave up some of the mental edge when they said Minnesota was their toughest matchup last year. Like, I think they gave some of the way that mental edge, and that might show up in that game seven, where it's like, you already told us, like, we chinked your armor last year. Hey, we weren't even fully developed as we are now. Now we ready, and we done chinked your armor, so we don't fear. We already won two games at your place, so we don't really fear coming to your place and doing it again. And you already told us we could chink your armor, so. A game seven, like, I know Denver is happy to have it there, but at the same time, I'm just like, they might need to have a team meeting before the game and, like, hey, man, they coming. And for me, I think, I don't want to say it's going to be all on Anthony Edwards, but I think the people in this camp got to do a job of making them understand, like, this is a moment. Because, like, to me, I don't really see Minnesota having anyone to guard them without severely hampering their defense. Like, if you put Gordon on them, then Cat should eat, because you can't put Jokic on Cat. So at that point, would you go put Michael Porter Jr. on them? And so, like, sure, you can gamble that. You can either gamble that Cat is not going to show up, or Anthony Edwards is not going to attack Gordon. Because then if Gordon is gone, then that kind of fucks Denver up on offense, because you lose that person in the dunker spot.
I'm going for Anthony. Going for Anthony to make his claim in game seven. Who he is. That is his time. Rooting for
And
that.
then the other Western Conference semifinal, Dallas is up 3-2 over Oklahoma City as they go back to Dallas. Luka's like playing through hella injuries. Like, they even said the nigga teeth are loose, after busting his face on the floor. No, he really hit his face on the floor, like, on some Looney Tunes shit. But he's absolutely fucking cooking, and the supporting cast is everybody sending on cylinders at the right time. Like, at first it was PJ Washington knocking down the big buckets. Now it seems like Derrick Jones Jr. can't miss a shot, as well as, like, just dunking from the free throw line off of rebounds and shit. Like, in a way, it's fun to watch, but in a way, it's like, hey, man, like, I don't want to see Luka dribble the ball 20 seconds and like. But we'll see what Oklahoma City is made of.
They got to make some open shots. They was
You said
blowing
what?
last night, so they got to make some open shots. They couldn't hit the fucking floor last night. They missed something
And
like
that's been,
30 threes. Like, jeez.
but that's been like for two games. It honestly took a fucking hell of a fourth quarter from Shai to steal game four of the series to be over.
True.
Like, so like they gotta lock in. The one thing I will say is like, I don't think no team left in the playoffs has a real home court advantage. Even when everybody say like, oh, the Pacers don't want to play a game seven in the Garden. I'm like, the Pacers are the type of team, they might not want to play any goddamn where. Indiana, New York, the Blacktop, like, they might wake up that day and say, we don't feel like playing. I don't give a fuck if it's at home or the Garden, but if they decide to play, I don't think the Garden is a good enough atmosphere to make them be like, oh, like, I don't think game five was because of the atmosphere. I think game five, they just didn't show up and didn't grab a rebound. Like, they said the stats was like 53 to 29 offensive rebounds, like just effort shit where it was just like, we don't feel like doing it today. And like, I also feel like some of the New York atmosphere is like, we hyping it up just so we can make it happen. Cause I feel like if it comes to a game seven and they get tight, it's gonna get real quiet in there. Like real quiet. Cause they know they ain't got no bodies. Like if I'm Indiana, I'm running this game up and fucking down. And that's what was so for me aggravating about watching game five. They put up no resistance and the Knicks have no bodies. Like, put up some resistance, make it tough for them. They literally have six people to play, I believe. Like, they don't really have anybody. They don't have no depth, and they just flat out didn't show up. Like, and making dumb decisions. Like, you trap the ball, but nobody rotates. So like, they get an open three or they get a 3-on-2. Like, it just.
But I did thought New York wasn't going to show up, and kind of they were kind of going coast to a win. But Haliburton got to come to play. He got to go from the beginning to end. He takes his foot off the gas way too often. And it's like,
You play
what
some
are you
defense.
thinking?
You gotta play some defense. They go by him way too much. Like, just way too much. Especially in crucial moments where the game is not out of hand just yet. But, like, a defensive stop by your star player can, like, spur you going forward. Like, just be a turnstile on defense. And it's like, this ain't the All-Star game no more. Like, you gotta play. I agree with what everyone else says about the Celtics. Like, they're gonna be whoever in the East, but they have no chance in the West if they don't get Porzingis.
I disagree, but yeah,
Who you think they got a chance against without
whoever the
Porzingis?
NBA, what do you mean? I'm with
Nah,
the
nah.
Celtics.
Mm-mm. They
I've
don't
been
got enough wings for Minnesota, and if no Porzingis, like, first of all, this and the TNT crew alerted me to. I hope they don't lose that. I hope if NBC buys it, that they just import the motherfuckers over. Like, hey, we'll pay y'all to come over, because
Okay.
they alerted me to it. Al Horford was getting cooked by Darius Garland.
Oh, yes, I
Like,
want all that horse.
what do you think? Okay, so the potential he would play is Anthony Edwards, Jamal Murray in the Jokic pick and roll,
Oh, yeah, I mean,
Shai,
Draymond
or
made
Luka.
it. They just keep putting them in the pick and roll. But I mean, at the same time, you got to guard the Celtics, too. I mean, they're the best team in the league for a reason.
Yeah,
Even
because they
without
played
Porzingis,
against Eastern Conference teams. What you mean?
they've been good against Western Conference teams too. They
Who
played
came in
Denver
there?
good both times they played them this year,
Who came in there and stomped them in Boston? Was that
and then they went to
OKC?
Denver and stomped them.
Okay. But one team
But
has
no,
a
that
ring and the
means
other team doesn't. I mean, like,
Porzingis needs to play, but the finals don't
yeah.
start for another 3 weeks.
Fair. I'm just saying, he needs to play for them to have a legitimate
But just to
shot
say,
of.
it's a wrap if he's not there. Oh, I disagree with that. I completely disagree with that.
Well, okay. I can see why you say that, but also, man, did you see the segment on TNT they did about their offense?
Yeah, they shoot a lot of threes.
No, that's not what I'm talking
Oh no, I
about.
didn't see the second. What
The
they say?
segment was they showed three people standing around for 15 seconds multiple times in the game, and they was going one on one. And to their credit, I think that if they showed three clips, they made two of the three shots. But what they were saying was, against better defense, you cannot have people just standing in the corner for 15 seconds of an offense. And I agree with that. And the one thing Porzingis did was made people not stand in the corner, because he's also a passer. Like, he can pass. So you put him in the pick and roll. And what they were doing with the pick and roll was, like, nobody was moving because they were like, what do we cut for? We're not going to get the ball. Oh, actually, I don't know why they weren't cutting, but they showed multiple players where three of the players stood in the corner and one on the wing, whichever side of the wing was the weak side.
Yeah,
And
definitely.
yeah, that's not good offense without Porzingis. That's just not going to cut it.
And they got the wings to match up with Minnesota. What
Yeah, I
Minnesota
don't.
wings?
So Anthony Edwards. What is it? Daniels.
McDaniels.
N'Keal Walker.
Walker
Right?
Alex.
So then, right. So, all right, even if you say you got Tatum, Brown, and Derrick White to match them, who do you have Cat matching?
Out of those three,
After those three, who do you have Cat? Who do you have to match up with Cat?
probably put Tatum on him. Go have
So
some.
then who do you put on who you're gonna have Tatum on in terms of McDaniels, Nichols, Walker, and Anthony Edwards?
No, Tatum is probably gonna have to guard Cat.
So
If
then,
Porzingis not there, I mean, this is if Porzingis isn't there.
right, and that's what I'm saying. Without Porzingis, they then run out of mat they their
I mean, but
matchups.
who's going to
They
guard?
have matchup problems.
Who's going to guard Tatum?
I mean, you can put McDaniels or
He's
Nichols
going to
Walker,
have
and
the
you
same
have
wrist
12
left on the other
fouls.
end.
No, because Jaylen Brown can't go left. So you're not like that's a.
But God, regardless if he could go left or not, he's still putting up buckets. He's still pretty good with just one and a half hands. So I'm kind of like.
He who did he play? Who did he play? What defensive stoppers did he play in these two rounds?
We talking about these two rounds. It's not their fault who they match up against.
You're right. I'm just saying. It's not
We
their
have a
fault, but we
whole
also
season to
can't
look
ignore it.
at.
We also can't.
The man has been playing well all year long.
That's
All year
fair, but
long.
we also have clips of him dribbling off his knee with the
It
left
happens.
hand.
It happens. I'm just
And
saying. Those same matchup problems are gonna be on both ends. I'm just like, and but then we're discounting the defensive prowess of Boston.
with Porzingis.
Even without Porzingis, I'm talking about we're talking about their wings. Got four quality wing defenders.
Who's the fourth?
Gonna put Jrue Holiday in there because
Oh shit, I forgot about him.
I mean, see,
No, no, no.
some people
I
talk
just
about
said I forgot
Porzingis,
about
but
him.
it's not just
I forgot
Porzingis.
about him.
They picked up two people this off
Fair,
season.
fair,
That's the
fair,
thing that throws me
fair,
off. Everybody, oh,
fair,
Porzingis,
fair, fair,
Porzingis.
fair, fair, fair.
Everybody
No,
forgetting about Jrue Holiday.
no, I completely, my apologies, my bad. I did forget about him.
That's the
I,
funny thing
yep.
about it. He
Yeah.
takes he willingly takes the back seat. Sometimes he's
No,
the fifth option on the floor. But when he turns it on, he's always gonna play defense. And then like
well, no,
then
this
he
is why
comes
they got him.
down for
This is
three.
gonna be the time they need him. Yeah, you're right. I totally forgot about him.
Just, you
Because
know.
if he's up to the thing, then yeah, he can battle Anthony Edwards. I'm not gonna say he's gonna stop him, but he will battle him, and then that would allow Tatum to go on Cat. And I mean, Gobert is not really a offensive player. They're not gonna expect him to put up 40.
And Boston has depth, though. I mean, the guys they bring off the bench, I mean, they do their job. They do their job well. Pritchett and Cornette and Hauser. I mean, for what you ask for them, we're not asking them to go out there and score 20 points a game or beat defensive stoppers, but they run the floor. They play hard and they make open shots. I like Cornette a lot, actually. Cornette plays really well for, I mean, and he's not even stiff. Like, he's 7 feet and he moves really well for a big guy. So I'm like, Boston is just deep. It's going to come down to if Joe Mazzulla gets out coached. That's what it'll come down to. I don't see Chris Finch and Mike. I can't remember the other guy's name.
Malone
Or I
City.
don't see Jason Kidd out coaching. Just the guy that's standing in for Chris Finch for Minnesota. I mean, we still have conference finals to go. I mean, before we even get to all of that, so
That's
it's like,
true.
you know.
But I do think Jason Kidd outcoaches him. Because I think at that point, Jason Kidd sees the game as a point guard. And as a point guard feeding people for pretty much his entire career, he's going to kind of know what they're trying to do with Tatum and Brown.
I the Dallas low run that they on is cute. I don't see them making the finals. They could, don't get me wrong. I just don't see it.
No. I'm not saying I don't. I'm not saying I see it, but I'm just saying, like, if they got there, I could see the coaching being the deciding factor in terms of like attacking which matchups and frustrating which players and on defense and et cetera, et cetera. I do think Mike Malone probably coaches circles around Joe Mazzulla, unfortunately.
He's probably the best coach left in the playoffs right now. I'd take him over Rick Carlisle.
Yeah, and I definitely take him over Tibbs.
Tibbs, I mean, who's coach of the year? Who's it's gonna be? Who are they saying it's gonna be? What's the guy in OKC? I
Something
can't
about a
pronounce his
porn
name.
name. Yeah, I can't
DeJourno
either.
or something. But it's
That's
something close to that.
you're right, it is. It is. Yeah. So I don't know. I just think for me, for me, it's Mike Malone has done it at two different places. Because he got a raw deal in Sacramento. And you wanna say like he's kind of done it with two different teams in Denver because at first they had Nurkic and they chose between Nurkic and Jokic and they chose Jokic and then they built it off of Jokic. But he did it with Sacramento with Boogie Cousins before they canned him unceremoniously. And that was fucked up. But I don't know. I just think he's good at not only pushing the right buttons, whether it be through the media, to his team directly, to the league, but then also the X's and O's and the strategy. Now, if Minnesota does come back and win a series, there'll be two things I think. Like, one, no punishment for Jamal Murray throwing the heating pad on the court after throwing a towel. I think that's the part that gets me. Like, he didn't throw just one thing; he threw two things. And the first thing just didn't go far enough. So he said, oh, I need to have something that has a little more weight so I can throw it. Like, what are we doing here? So, like, we could throw things on the court and you could just pay 100K. Like, so no, what are we doing? And then when Mike Malone ran onto the court and started yelling in the ref's face, like, just absolutely nothing happened to that. Just like, all right, run to the playoffs, guys. Like, wait, what? Like, what are we doing here? When I just see Jason Tatum get a technical last night for looking at the court, looking at the ref and slapping his hands and saying, come on. And this coach is running on the court. And I don't want to miss his crew, but I feel like as I'm starting to say it, like, might have been the same ref.
The code and the rule, I guess.
Like, well, so, yeah, but I think the Knicks close it out. I don't know, man. I just think OKC somehow comes. I'm not giving up on them yet. Not
Yeah.
giving up on them yet.
Never been like giving up on the Timberwolves.
And I still think the Timberwolves win game seven. Oh, the game six is final, so I think they won by 45. So we got game seven there. I think OKC gives us a game seven in that series as well. I also think the Pacers push the Knicks to a game seven. The question for me is, does Tibbs like push, even if they're down like 10 with like 4 minutes left? Does he push, or does he, when does he start thinking about like, I don't got a lot of guys, maybe I should start resting and saving up for game seven? Or does he push and just try to go for the win? I mean, we know what he will do. Like, I know. But some people will say, should he think about it?
You gonna do what he do, you gonna grind them boys. That's what we're gonna do.
Yeah, that's just
Because he
so
really had that
bad, man.
mindset within a long time ago. That's obviously not who he is, so get the ice packs ready.
I mean, it helps that they're young, I guess, or relatively young. But ooh,
Maybe
yeah, they will
them
need
knees
them.
ain't. Them knees.
That's what I'm saying. Them they will need them legs and them knees, even if they win to go against Boston. Like, Boston ain't no joke. So, let me see. I don't got much else on the sports docket. French Open doesn't start for another 10 days, so not this weekend, but next weekend. Hockey's happening, but there's no teams that, Caboose are out, so.
I just
Oh, I guess we talk about this. The Wizards got the second pick of the draft. Woohoo!
You gotta let the resident say something. Go ahead, resident.
I mean, you can't turn your nose up at this is where GMs make their money. Like, this is their season now. Like, they gotta
That's
find
true.
them. This is where your scouting department, this is where it comes in, because you're sitting. What draft was that Giannis was in? That was the Anthony Bennett draft.
No, 2011 or 2013. I don't know, but I know which draft you're talking about.
But yeah, I mean,
Was that that long?
15th. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, I mean, you gotta do your due diligence. And like, but I think, I mean, everybody says it, but I think the two guards from Kentucky, I think they're going to be good pros. I think what's the guy from UConn that center Killian.
Yeah, Killian. But yeah, he's gonna be good.
He's going to be good. He's not going to put up a lot of points, but he's going to be a good defender. And he, I mean, and he's 7 feet.
It'll be a pick and roll live
Yeah.
person.
Yeah, I mean the foreign guys, I don't really have a beat on them, but I think it's just second pick. What I wouldn't do, I'm not trading it for, I don't want to say a washed up, but I'm not trading them for a veteran. I'm not going that route like they did with Josh Howard. They traded the fifth pick for Josh Howard
Yeah.
because that's not their timeline. They're probably gonna be picking the lottery again next year. But you gotta build your team. This is where you build it up, see what you can get for your older guys. Your younger guys can just keep developing them. It's just time to put your head down and get to work. So yeah, we think this draft's not, it's gonna be a weak draft, but we never know how these things are gonna turn out.
So I guess my question is, why didn't they trade Kyle Kuzma? Are they saving him to trade next year because they think next year's draft's going to be better? Because he doesn't fit on the timeline.
I'm not interested in trading Kyle Kuzma, honestly.
Well, do
He
you try to see what you get for
wants to be
Jordan
part of
Poole?
it. Oh yeah, I mean, I think Jordan Poole got better, more co he got comfortable as the season went on. If you can move him for a good deal, you can. But I mean, those two players are still relatively young, like.
That's true. Yeah, I
So
mean, that's true.
they can be vets when your younger players start to realize their potential, but they're not going to be over there. They're not going to be out. They're going to be in their prime. They're going to be smack dab in their prime, honestly. So it's kind of like you're not forced to trade them. Who'll probably be traded before Kuzma, I think. Unless the team, I mean, because well, you can't really say that because Kuzma was on the table this year, but he didn't want to leave, and I think that speaks volumes to him as a person and what he sees. I mean, some people will look at it negatively, like, well, I ain't gonna go nowhere else and have this much freedom, but
I
who's to say
mean,
that he want to win?
what type of freedom does he have? Like,
Well, he's the number one option.
but they're not winning. So like,
Yeah, that's the thing. So it's kind
and if he understands the process of what they're doing, like I didn't necessarily see, like, especially since he has a ring, like I think he can look back and be like, I already been through the grinder. I know what it's going to take to go back, and I know who hasn't and who doesn't. And I know what you're asking me to do, and I can value whether or not that's better than what I have and what I'm building right here. So, like, yeah, I mean, probably made fun of it back when it happened, but I'm also like, it's not really, because the rumor was he's supposed to go to Dallas.
That,
And I guess the question is, do we think he's a better fit than PJ Washington? Because wasn't that the deal after the Kuzma deal fell through?
they still
And
trading Gafford to Dallas, but he probably would have been in that PJ Wash. Oh well, I probably so. Yeah,
Yeah, because I think if he's in that deal, they don't make the PJ Washington deal.
no need to.
Yeah. And I honestly think PJ Washington is a better fit. Not like Kuzma might be the better player overall, but when you throw in the intangibles like PJ Washington coming home, PJ Washington always wanting to play for Dallas. Like, I think
From
that's,
Dallas.
yeah, well, yeah, like 20 minutes in north, or like maybe an hour north of it. But like, he wrote something in, like, I don't know, the fifth grade or something.
Where's he from?
Like, he's from Texas. He's from right outside of Dallas.
Right outside of Dallas. I just want to,
Yeah.
it was my stomping grounds for a year and a half,
I forget the specific
my
place in
Frisco,
it.
Killian, what I'm saying? Del Soto, no.
So I think, we'll see what they do. I just, like you said, they don't always make the good decisions. That puck, that combined with this is not a outwardly sexy draft this year. It's just a little bit like, what we about to have happen here?
Big decision makers that are here now are better than miles ahead than the ones that were here in the past.
Well, if that's the case, then this will be an
Is this the
interesting
former
summer.
Warriors team? Is the former Warriors GM? Where do you come from?
No. OKC.
Which era?
He was under who's the guy that came from Sacramento, from San Antonio, and went there. I guess from the tail end of KD, Westbrook, James Harden through that trade for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I can't remember his name right now. Tim something. Will Dawson, excuse me. The name Will Dawson. Yeah. So, I mean, they got a plan. They working their plan. Shout out to Coulibaly. Coulibaly. My man.
They said he grew an inch and a half
Yeah, close. It's Tim.
since the basketball season started, which is crazy to think about. Like, how you in the NBA still growing? Like,
What happened? Paul
like, I mean,
George, he got to the league. Who else? There's been some play. There's a history of it. Yeah.
no, but that's just wild to think about. Like, we understand them picking
Big
putting on
20.
weight, 'cause like, but then like growing vertically,
Yeah.
and you already a problem because you got to the league at one height and then you started growing vertically. Like, I just imagine like the niggas in Chicago when Anthony Davis grew like 8 inches over the summer. I know, nigga. He went home for a summer and came back to school. I know niggas was mad. Like,
course.
the fuck? This little motherfucker. Man, who's the nigga? Who the fuck is this? Oh, this little ant. What? Yeah, we don't need to call him little ant no more. That shit is over.
Bullshit. Call me AD, nigga.
So, I mean, they have rookie mini camp for the NFL. They dropped the schedules. I don't really get up for the schedules. I didn't look at all the videos this year yet. Consensus on the street is the Chargers video. Chargers release video is the best. So that's the consensus. You guys look. Listeners, you can listen and let us know, but I haven't watched them. Mini camp, rookie mini camp, only nobody looked bad, which I guess is a good thing for the
They
quarterbacks.
said JJ McCarthy looked bad, Drake May looked bad.
They said Drake May had a lot to learn. I didn't hear
Yeah,
anything
that's
about
what
McCarthy.
Mayo said. Yeah.
A lot to learn is different from looking bad to me.
That's the same thing. That's what you say when you're looking bad. That's
Well,
now I'm trying to hit like, oh, he must be some sauce. That's some
you know who
butter.
didn't look
Like
bad though.
Jalen, like he the man. Yeah.
Jacobs.
Yeah. I won't put it by
So,
Madden
but
chat.
Michael Penix didn't look bad either.
that too.
That's yeah.
And they probably
Yeah, I'm
like,
ready to.
hey, Kirk, just take your time, make sure you're fully healthy. It's no rush. You be all right.
But we only hear about the quarterbacks. We didn't hear about Marvin Harrison Jr. or Malik Neighbors.
America.
Well, yeah, we didn't hear about them. I heard about Odunze. He pulled a hammy, but they said he was looking pretty good before that.
He's in Chicago, right?
Going to that. That's a week
Yeah.
eight game. Washington versus Chicago.
Yep.
That should be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Washington has an interesting schedule this year.
Yeah.
What division they play?
NFC South and NFC AFC North.
Ooh, when that
Yeah.
NFC South Falcons game. Where is it at? Is it at
That's
home?
that's probably gonna
no,
be.
it's later in the season. I feel like it's before a Dallas game. I don't know why. Or
It's
right after a
in
Dallas
the
game.
last quarter of the season.
They
Yeah.
go. That's when they're gonna bench him. They're gonna bench him during that game. They'll be smiling.
Got a Ravens game. That should be.
They go up to Baltimore.
That Bengals game is a Monday night game. They play the Eagles on Thursday night. Yeah, late bye this year.
Who's the tight end this year?
Zach Ertz is the starting tight end. They
Okay.
penciled in right now, but they drafted a guy out of, I want to say Kansas State, Ben Sinnott. Ben Sinnott, excuse
Okay.
me. Say he's in the Juszczyk Kittle mode. I'd say he's bigger Chris Cooley.
All right. We got the core field. They got Sanders is gone. So we got Dotson.
Dotson,
Terry.
they drafted Luke McCaffrey.
Okay. We're not familiar with
Ayale
him.
Brown, Jameson Crowder.
Is there James a crowd out there? Okay.
Yeah. Should be all right.
We
Looking
shall see.
7, 8 wins.
Man, this regression with a rookie quarterback.
To give that man a tight end though.
Tell you, that's Senate. I think he's gonna be good.
Okay. I don't
He
know.
all right, was that Kansas State? Kansas State? I was Kansas State. Yeah, Kansas State. I actually saw him play in that game where it was snowed out, one of the bowl late season game. I think it might have been a bowl game, but it was like a fucking blizzard. But yeah. I like the cornerback they got out of Michigan. Mike Sanders still. Sanders still. Sanders
Yeah,
still.
that's been a
Still.
that was a pick that was not what's the word I'm looking for.
That dude that's what's his last name?
Sanders still. Sanders still. Something like that.
Does he
Number
look like
two.
Sanders still?
No, he's a black guy.
Oh, okay. Somebody picked up one of the white dudes. Had
Philly
that.
did.
Who did?
Philly, the
Feel
white
that.
owner.
Yeah.
Le
Uber
something.
DeGene.
Cooper DeGene, I know, yeah, something like that, yeah.
From Iowa, right?
And then they were
Yeah.
saying a lot of people wanted Washington, but Washington traded that pick with Philly. They traded back. But I like the D tackle that they got from Illinois. Jerzon Davis, Jerzon, something like that. But he had foot surgery this week. We should ready to see what Quinnen Witt do with this defense. Give us some of that Dallas defense. We need it. Turn Jamin Davis into Micah Light. He can do it. I mean, he got the physical tools. Oh,
That's true. That's true.
yeah.
So, well, that is all I had for tonight, fellas. Anything else we missed, need to touch upon?
Nats are playing above they punching above their weight.
Oh.
Nats.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just trying to enjoy it. That's why I want to speak about it. It's like a no hitter. You don't talk about it because they definitely are, and I'm enjoying the glimpses of the games I get, or even just looking at the box score, or getting texts about the games. But they are, and I don't exactly know how they're doing it. So, and
Oh.
yeah, and also the Orioles are in first place in the NL East. So,
Oh,
hey, Angelo's not the team. I thought we established this last summer.
I'm off of them all the way.
All right. Well, baseball is a long season, so we'll have plenty of time after the NBA finals to talk about and what's happening now in early May may or may not be the same in late August. So, if you guys don't got anything else, thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for joining me. And until next time, peace.
Peace.